From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ted Remschneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County legislator Michael Bulick has proposed a measure that would allow county lawmakers to carry firearms at public meetings. The Catskill Republican made the proposal in a discussion held at a meeting of the legislative committees on January 18th. The conversation focused on a resolution stating that only members of the New York State Police, Greene County Sheriff's Office, or any village or town police department in the county be allowed to carry firearms, concealed or otherwise, into county property. In that discussion, Bulick argued that an exception should be made for elected officials. He said, and I quote, "I think there should be an amendment to this resolution that allows elected officials who are licensed to carry to do so if they so choose in this building. We do come here after hours. I am duly trained and I'm pretty confident in myself to protect myself," end quote. Bulick said later that he wants the right to defend himself if an incident occurs in a legislature meeting. He said, and I quote, "It's important that I am able to defend myself, not just having security at the front desk. I am a law-abiding citizen with a pistol permit. I am very comfortable with a pistol, and I should be afforded the right to be able to protect myself," end quote. Bulick said he was uncomfortable sitting with his back to the door during meetings held after 4:30 p.m. when sheriff's deputies were no longer stationed in the building. During the meeting, Coxsackie Republican Charles Martinez seconded Bulick's motion before Greene County Attorney Edward Kaplan suggested that if an amendment was made, the legislature define which elected officials would be permitted to carry firearms. Kaplan suggested the amendment be limited to members of the legislature, with Cairo Democrat Harry Lennon adding that it should only be applied to current members of the body. When asked, Kaplan agreed to investigate whether the proposed policy would create problems with the county's insurance coverage. The legislature eventually approved the original resolution unanimously. Bulick said in lieu of amending the newly approved resolution that the right of a legislator to bear arms on county property could be added to their job description. The lawmakers are exploring that option. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The New York State Public Service Commission Thursday, January 20th, announced it had approved a 3-year rate plan for utility national grid customers in upstate New York. In rendering the decision, the commission slashed the company's requested rate increase by more than 30%, according to a press release. Commissioner Chair Rory M. Christian said, and I quote, "The joint proposal we adopted today allows for funding of the company to maintain safe and reliable service while moderating rate impacts during the term of the rate plan and mitigating the impacts to ratepayers suffering the financial consequences of the pandemic. Further, this agreement is consistent with our nation-leading clean energy initiatives as well as our social and economic policies," end quote. The decision established a 3-year rate plan for electric and gas service provided by National Grid for the period July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2024. It allows revenue to increase by 1.4% for electric and 1.8% for gas in the first year, and by 1.9% for electric and gas in the second and third year. The approved plan keeps annual electric and gas increases for customers between 2 and 3% for the next 3 years. National Grid provides electric service to approximately 1.6 million customers and gas service to approximately 600,000 customers in upstate New York. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The city of Hudson has been awarded a $1.4 million grant from the State Department of Environmental Conservation as part of its Water Quality Improvement Project program. The Hudson Common Council January 18th voted unanimously to authorize Mayor Kamal Johnson to enter an agreement with the DEC for the funding to pay for the construction of a combined sewer separation system and sewer repairs. The council vote authorized the appropriation of an additional $350,000 from the Department of Public Works Sewer Fund as the required local match for the program. Rob Perry, City Department of Public Works Superintendent, said, and I quote, "I'm ecstatic," end quote. The project was originally proposed in 2014 when the city was awarded $600,000 as part of a community development block grant. After a three-year environmental review, a failure to secure additional funding delayed construction. The proposed new sewer system will separate the waste material from rainwater. It will send the clean, filtered rainwater into the Hudson River and ensure the sewage is consistently sent to a separate processing plant for treatment. The city will soon put out a request for proposals to find qualified companies to complete the job of repairing the sewer system. Perry said a firm could be accepted by February and receive short-term financing by March. Construction would then begin in the spring and conclude in the fall. Construction will involve the excavation of Front Street between Columbia and State Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.